Remember that the inferior colored races are our deadly enemies, and the most dangerous of all is the Jewish race. It is our immediate objective to relentlessly expand the white race and keep shrinking our enemies. Expand the white race, shrink our enemies. Practically every species of nature has their particular natural enemies, and some of them have more than others. Whereas the coyote has few natural enemies outside of man himself, the rabbit has a whole flock of predators pursuing him as fair game for their food and sustenance. Among these are hawks and eagles, coyotes and wolves, bobcats, lynxes, and a host of others. Man, too, has had his natural enemies throughout history, and throughout history, each tribe's most deadly enemy has usually been some other tribe of mankind itself. Even before the white man ever arrived in America, the Indian tribes carried on constant warfare against each other, killing and scalping each other, and taking over the other tribes' hunting grounds. Among the niggers of Africa, constant warfare has prevailed, one tribe killing another, with the victor often ending up eating the vanquished enemy. Evidently, it is in the scheme of nature's natural development of a higher species to have superior races survive and the inferior vanquished and destroyed. I didn't invent this program. I am merely stating a fact of nature that has existed from time immemorial. It has been going on constantly, not only in the struggle amongst the races, but also in the struggle for survival amongst the animal, bird, fish, and other kingdoms. This system evidently worked fairly well, and mankind did keep evolving into higher and better types. In fact, by the advent of Christianity, the white man, as personified by the great Roman Empire, was completely supreme and dominant throughout the then known and worthwhile world. Not only that, but had the natural course of events continued, it would have undoubtedly conquered the rest of the world, such as India, Africa, China, and America, and the white race would today be completely dominant and supreme throughout the entire world. No doubt it would probably have populated it completely by now. This would undoubtedly have happened had the Romans at that time only been aware of their precious racial values and continued to keep their race pure. Sad to say, this development did not continue along natural lines. The Romans, unfortunately, did not realize the value of their superlative race. The Romans, intelligent as they were, failed to recognize one of nature's most important laws, that of keeping the species pure. They paid most dearly for their transgressions against this deadly sin. Working amongst them was their most deadly natural enemy, spread like a virus throughout their empire, ready to disintegrate and dismantle the great Roman Empire and the white race itself. This deadly virus amongst them was the Jewish population. We have already reviewed elsewhere the havoc the Jewish network wrought amongst the Roman population by introducing and propagating the deadly poison of the new Christian teaching that unhinged and demented the Roman mind. Over a few centuries, it induced them to commit suicide, to promote the destruction of their own empire, their own laws, their own religion, and finally, their own race. Even during Roman times, the Jew, as always, was the first and foremost in the traffic of human slaves. It was the Jewish slave trader, more than anyone, that dragged the slaves from other parts of the world into the Roman Empire. Even in those times, the Jew promoted race mixing and mongrelization, which, along with Christianity, destroyed the Roman Empire. Tragically, it was never to rise again. The Jew has long been aware of his capabilities as a parasite to hamper and impair the white man's mind, and he is ferociously pursuing this course today, as he has over the thousands of years. The Jew, having made huge fortunes over the centuries, dragging the black niggers from Africa into America, is now pushing with unparalleled fury the program of race mixing and mongrelization here on the North American continent. The niggers, with the help of the Jew, are most surely going to destroy the white race, are going to destroy our civilization, and drag the world down into a mongrelized hell, not unlike that which anybody can go and see for himself in the subcontinent of mongrelized India. Even closer to home, we can go to Haiti in a few hours' flying time and see before our own eyes what happens to a beautiful countryside when a mongrelized, half-savage mass of scum take over a once beautiful landscape. We must therefore always keep in mind that the Jews are our most dangerous natural enemies. The niggers are, next to the Jews, our most deadly menace, one with which we cannot coexist in the same country, or even on the same continent. All colored races are hostile to the white race and its natural enemy. Throughout nature, the laws are quite clear. In order to survive, when a menace or danger threatens, that menace is attacked and destroyed. We must therefore make it our prime goal to expunge the Jews and the niggers from America. In fact, from all other white areas. We must also realize that all the colored races are our natural enemies, that as soon as they are ever capable of overrunning us and destroying us, they will most certainly do so. Whether we like it or not, we are forced to take the position that the white race, like the Romans, must populate the world or be destroyed. Again, I didn't invent this situation, nor did I create it. I am merely stating an historical fact and pointing to the inexorable and unbending laws of nature. Despite the fact that all the idiotic, whining, bleeding hearts will cry to the contrary and try to deny this, despite their blabbering about humanitarianism, compassion, and brotherly love, what I have stated are the hard, cold facts of life. And nothing in the world will alter them. It will either be the white race or the inferior scum of the colored races that will inherit the earth. As members of the white race, it is our manifest destiny and our moral duty to make sure that we survive and that the white race does not perish. At this point in history, the Jews and the colored races are winning victory after victory, and the white man has been retreating, giving ground, running before an inferior species. It is a case of the stronger fleeing before the weaker, a phenomena witnessed nowhere else in nature. Whereas in 1920, the white race was outnumbered by the colored races in a ratio of 2-1, it is now outnumbered by the colored races in a proportion of 7-1, and a gleeful Jewish United Nations predicts that in another 20 years, the white race will be shrunk to the point where they will be outnumbered by the colored races at a ratio of 49-1. Our unalterable program for the future must be expand the white race, shrink the colored races, until the white race is the supreme inhabitant of the earth.